This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got an update for you on the Caps and the Wizards staying at Capital One Arena. It's coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Stretch run of G&D. Welcome back. You're listening to The Fan. We are Grant and Danny. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They're the official show sponsor here on Grant and Danny. They help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule free estate planning strategy now with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. You can visit kmlawyers.com and mention this show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. How about these numbers, Danny?
Staggering.
Monday night's Iowa-LSU game. Last night, Elite Eight women's college basketball in the NCAA tournament. The most watched NCAA women's basketball game ever with 12.3 million viewers. 12.3 million people tuned in to watch Iowa and LSU NCAA women's action last night. So I want to give a little context to that because I think that hearing that probably doesn't do it justice, okay? A little over 12 million people tuned in. From other TV ratings from this weekend, NC State Duke, which was the premium game, Sunday afternoon, college tournament, Elite Eight to get to Final Four with one of the biggest basketball programs in the country, did 15 million on the men's side. Okay? That was the only game of all of the games for the men played that outdid the LSU Iowa game for the women. Tennessee Purdue. You got the big 7'3" center, Zach Edey, scoring 40 points. Purdue punches its ticket to the Final Four. 10.4 million viewers. Colorado, Iowa, 6.9 million. That was another Caitlin Clark experience. So that was basically fourth among the games this weekend. But if you go through some of the numbers, I mean, the women's games, like non-Caitlin Clark division, Indiana, South Carolina, 2 million, Oregon State, Notre Dame, 1.2 million, NC State, Stanford, 1.1 million, and then LSU and Iowa last night, 12.3 million. Million people watch.
That number is staggering. That's more than all but one game of last year's NBA Finals. That's more than every World Series game last year. As you touched on a couple others, I mean, I'm thinking of seminal sort of non-NFL type sports moments. Go back to 1999, the Women's World Cup, which took the nation by storm. Everybody I know watched that. Right? The penalty kicks, Brandi Chastain takes the shirt off, the whole nine yards, right? That was around 20-some million people. I mean, that was like a national phenomenon that had built and built and built and built and built. For, I think it's the highest rated college basketball game, men's or women's, on ESPN ever, if I've read that correctly in one of these notes. I mean, that number is It's not even mind-boggling. It's mind-bottling. It puts your mind in a bottle.
I just pulled up the World Series from last year. So not a great matchup from a numbers standpoint with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, but I think this serves the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Game one, 12.2 million. Again, last night's women's college basketball game in the Elite Eight got 12.3. So it actually beat it out, to your point. But basically, you think back to game one of the World Series. That's how many people were watching the women's college game last night. 11.9 million in game two, 12.2 million in game three of the World Series, then 10.2 and 11.3 kind of fell off as it went on. But yeah, it's hard to say anything other than that's absolutely amazing. Look, it's the Caitlin Clark effect. Mm-hmm. We have a superstar. Superstars carry the day. We see it with Major League Baseball and Shohei Ohtani. When these sports are able to sell someone that is just so much better than everybody else, so unique in their skill set, so great at what they do, you watch. How popular did golf get because of Tiger Woods? I think that's what's happening in the women's college game. With all due respect to LSU, which is a great team, they were the defending champions. They've got good players, really good players. Angel Reese is the only one that I know, but someone who watches them could tell you, oh, that's not true. Haley Van Lith is on that team, who's like a celebrity and a good basketball player as well. But Danny, this is about Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is, right?
Without question. And again, it sounds disrespectful to everybody else. Hardcore fans, if it'll roll their eyes at, you know, Neanderthals like you and I trying to break this down. But that's what happened. A national phenomenon happened. Whether it's, you know, sharing this clip or SportsCenter or, you know, social media or however we got here, we got there. Where this person has turned into must-see television for sports fans. So I think there's two categories of folks that, or maybe three, that tuned in last night. People that were going to tune in anyhow that have been religious about this and love it and are in on it, and that's, you know, that's your hardcore audience of a few million people, I think. Then there's, I think, folks like you who are going, hey, if I get a chance to watch this person who's going to do stuff that you don't normally see at this level or almost any level, I'm going to tune in. And then I think there were several million just like me that remember the bad blood, remember that, you know, that those viral moments that I didn't see the game live, but saw those highlights or saw those moments like everybody else did that were shared ad nauseum. And we're like, are there going to be fireworks? Is there going to be something crazy at the end of this game if one gets the better of the other? Are we going to have a gesture in someone's face? So you get that perfect storm, and it all centers around Caitlin Clark, to your point.
For reference, you mentioned some of these things, but I just saw this from Sports TV News and Updates. They deal with a lot of the ratings. LSU Iowa last night, women's game, outdrew every NBA game last season except game five of the finals. Every single NBA game, including all of the playoff games, except for game five of the finals, Iowa LSU outdrew last night. Every college football game played last season, other than the college football playoff games on New Year's, Ohio State, Michigan, biggest rivalry in college football.
And two top five teams, yeah.
And the SEC championship. That's it. So you're talking about two games and then the semifinals and championship game. So a total of five all season. College football is the second biggest sport in the country.
Yep.
Not one game in the regular season other than Ohio State, Michigan did better than this women's game last night. And then, and this is not as surprising, I don't think, with 162 games, but every single Major League Baseball game that was played, and that counts staggeringly enough, as Danny pointed out, the playoffs and the World Series, 12.3 million. Now, I'll give you my own anecdotal experience, right? I am not someone who watches women's college basketball. I didn't even know the two teams were playing last night until it was brought up to me at the Nats game. Hey, Iowa and LSU is tonight. My immediate thought was, oh, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, the feud of a year ago.
Exactly.
The rematch. And I kind of was like, oh, I'd watch that. Like, I want to see what happens. Also, as I said, when I'm flipping through like a good movie, if I see Caitlin Clark, I'm staying and I'm watching because I find what she does to be incredible. It is like watching, to me, Tiger or Steph Curry, you know, or Shohei or something like that. Like, you just haven't seen anybody do what she does in that game, so to speak. So we were stopping to eat on the way home from the Nats game anyway. We found a bar and we were watching. Mm-hmm. But at the bar, everyone around me was talking about Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Literally. And the guy to my left was having a conversation. He was like an old, this guy, I don't know, 60-some-year-old white guy, talking to like his girlfriend or wife or whoever it was. And he's like, yeah, so she, you know, she's averaging about 30 points. You can just tell who he's talking about. Other side of the bar, young dude, he's talking to his buddy, and they're talking about Caitlin Clark. Like, that was just at a bar. It wasn't a sports bar. It was a decent restaurant. But it moved the needle. In fact, I asked you when I got here today, and I don't know what your answer is, so I'd love to hear it, but do you agree with me that she is the most talked about person in sports right now?
Right now, this minute, yes.
I'm not saying she's the biggest sports star in the country, like, for the month of, you know, the last 30 days or something, although I think it's close, or that she's a bigger deal than LeBron or anything. But I think right now, this moment, in terms of hottest commodities, if you're Jimmy Fallon and you could have one sports person on tonight, you want Caitlin Clark. I think she is the biggest reach across the aisle to mainstream USA, like, celebrity in sports today as we speak.
I would agree with that, just because of the moment, because of what's happening. Now, had they gotten upset by... I don't know who they played, in full disclosure. But if they lost in round two, gotten upset as a one seed, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But every time it's primetime television, there's a delivery. She's doing amazing stuff. I'm not saying she's not. But like, because of that, it now supersedes, because it's new and it's interesting, it supersedes like the global star power of Shohei. Like, no one's saying she's a bigger star than Shohei Ohtani. No one's saying, and that's not a discredit to anybody. Like, you mentioned LeBron. Like, if that guy tweets, it's national news, right? Like, it's just different stratospheres for guys that have been, you know, Hall of Fame caliber players at the professional level for, you know, almost 25 years in LeBron's case. But yeah, I mean, there are superstars, but there's nobody that's more it right now than that person.
In the tournament, right? She's had 27, 32, 29, and 41.
Mm-hmm.
So the low water mark in a game where they didn't need her because they won by 35, she only scored 27 points. Probably played, you know, 25 minutes,
a lot of high fives.
Something like that, right? But, yeah, it's crazy, man, what she's doing. How much does this carry over, do you think? You mentioned a comment going to break that we didn't really get into, and I said we could circle back. No time like now talking about these TV numbers. How much does it carry over? I heard a discussion today. I think it was with Sheehan, and I don't know who the guest was. But he basically asked, like, does this sustain itself? When she leaves and she goes to the NBA, is women's college basketball going to still have those eyeballs?
Not to this degree. That's not possible.
But does the game grow?
Yeah.
In a way that sustains? Or is it just a looky-loo who's watching an event right now?
Yeah. There are new fans. I mean, again, we have a million examples of phenomenons like this, right? Think back to, again, I referenced the 99 Women's World Cup. That national phenomenon was incredible. Everyone watched. Everyone had a blast. It was so cool. It took the nation by storm. Everyone's bored to tears during the summer. And they came along, won this tournament, penalty kicks. The whole thing was so exciting. I think there were two since failed women's professional soccer leagues in North America, in the U.S., that started and failed. Didn't translate into any eyeballs there. I haven't watched a single National Women's Soccer League game of the league that exists now. I'll watch the Women's World Cup, though. See what I'm saying? So, like, certain parts of it, yes, you've got some fans. There's growth sometimes, so it's more than it was before, but it's not up to this level. And I mean, I think some folks think now the faucet's on, we'll just be, you know, they'll outdraw Duke UNC next year on a, you know,
but here's the problem.
When Notre Dame plays Rutgers.
I don't know if the tide is raised for the other games, but the other games are at 1 million. Now, the other games are...
Which is not nothing, by the way.
It's not nothing, right? I mean, there's an audience, but I guess my point is she has to be involved for it to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not involved next year, then what happens? You're right. There's a natural, obvious regression. How many say, I really like this game, meaning the women's game, which is different than the men's game. You know, that kind of below the rim, you know, fundamentals, whatever it is. But it is a different aesthetic to the game, right? I comp this for me to Messi. Messi was playing in the MLS and scoring a goal in every single game when he first came over last year. And I remember just being like, oh my God, he scored again. And I thought, this is insane. And I made just a passing comment one day on the show, like, I got to watch his next game. Well, sure enough, I had a buddy text me and was like, hey, they're on TV right now. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch because I want to see Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Or when Wayne Rooney was with DC United, I didn't know anything. But a bunch of people were telling me, Wayne Rooney's with DC United. So you know what I did? I waddled over to Audi Field and I went to a game. That's what this is to me.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone that's so great and so such a celebrity. I wanted to go to. I ended up not being able to. I had something to do. But when the Spurs came to the Wiz this year, I wanted so badly to go
to see Wemby.
Now, different thing, because I actually do care about the NBA and watch it like at night. I'll just put it on while I'm sitting there doing work at home, which is not what I'm doing necessarily with Iowa women's basketball pre-Caitlin Clark. But I guess the comp for me is we have reached that level where there is a celebrity that now I am curious about. And with Tiger Woods, I never watched golf, didn't care about golf. I'll watch the Masters now. Pre-Tiger Woods, I can tell you, I never watched a single thing. Now, some of that is my age, maybe, but Tiger Woods is in the tournament? Okay, I'll turn it on. That's what this is to me. Caitlin Clark's playing? Let me see. Let me see what all this is about. And by now, I'm going, shoot.
But hit another step back. Come off the screen. Yeah, I mean, there's the organic growth that non-superstar division. So I'm picking numbers out of my butt here, so bear with me. But if a million people are watching, you know, Notre Dame, NC State, right, in the tournament. I have no idea if anybody's good or not, whatever. So if they're watching that game and there's a million people this year doing that, I bet you, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there was probably 600,000. So there's growth, without a doubt. There's more coverage. There's more access. You can get what you want. There's, you know, everything from the Big Ten Network's going to have some of these games, and it's on. It's available. There's marketing pushes. There's enough things that have happened where there's going to be more. The violent shoves forward for a temporary jolt, you still get some residuals. So you think about this. Some of the highest-rated television programs ever were shows that were just on after the Super Bowl. I don't think everyone who's watching the Super Bowl sat down and watched like that season finale of Ally McBeal or whatever the hell. But there's leftover from this enormous audience, so a lot of people watch this other one. Does that make sense? There are some leftovers here who are going to go, hey, that's really interesting. I really enjoyed watching this Iowa team. Who else is good? You tell me South Carolina's undefeated?
That's why Peacock pays $50 million to the NFL to get an exclusive game.
Right.
Because I saw the study that came out, and it's like a crazy number. I think it's like 85% of people that got
kept
Peacock
their
for the game have kept their subscription. Now, what number of those people forgot or just weren't able to cancel it?
And Peacock ain't worried about it.
They gave up. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're watching Yellowstone or not.
So I don't think this is... You know, now everybody wants to dunk and plant a flag in the ground and tell you this, that, and the other thing. Will this translate into WNBA viewership when she's in the professional league? I have no idea, right? I imagine you might get an uptick for a while, but does it mean a random Sparks Sun game on a Wednesday night in the summertime is going to do huge numbers if she's not playing? I don't think so.
I think I will be interested to see her initial games, but I say that and I have to be like, I don't want to kind of front on this. I can't imagine I'm going to be DVRing the game or changing my plans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'd love to go to the Nats game tonight, but at 7 o'clock, Caitlin Clark's playing. It's not going to be that, right? It's going to be if I'm at home, if I'm on the couch, and if I find out the game's starting or on, then, yeah, I will add it to the list of things that we're checking out that night. But to her credit, I'm not doing that for any of the other games, necessarily,
right,
if she's not there. But it just a huge win for women's college basketball. And a great thing for sports and her. I mean, it's 12.3 million people.
You can't work around that number. There's no excusing anything away, right? You know what I mean? Not that anybody's trying to diminish it here, but that is a phenomenon. That is incredible.
Speaking of lots of millions, the D.C. City Council voted to spend $515 million to modernize Capital One Arena today. So it is officially happening, Danny. We knew about this last week, obviously, but the vote was today, and the city council on Tuesday, unanimous vote, $515 million over the next 3 years to help the Wizards and the Capitals and owner Ted Leonsis modernize Capital One Arena, expand his company into some of the surrounding area following an agreement with Muriel Bowser and the D.C. Council.
Yeah, so we knew it, but you still didn't know it because it's local politics. right? And you never know when someone's going to raise a hand and go, actually, I need, and then something crazy.
You didn't know if Luis Lucas had a meme coming from the somewhere around the bend?
Yeah, you never know. But it was approved. Thankfully, everybody seemed to be on the same page. And, you know, this can kind of be put to bed. But, again, what an amazing – I can't get over the journey. Because, again, if we'd found out in mid-December, city council and the mayor are thinking about spending some money to improve Capital One Arena. We'd have done, like, two segments. Like, what does Capital One Arena need? Give us a call at 800-636-1067. You know, like, it'd be like a new hot dog vendor or, like, a better bathrooms. And then we would have moved on. But because we went on this odyssey, this incredible
odyssey.
No,
the
I want to be clear.
Company?
I want to be clear, and not an odyssey.
But is it audacious?
It's one part audacious, one part long journey.
Okay,
odyssey, an odyssey. We went on this Iliad.
I prefer odyssey.
Well, who doesn't?
The terms of the tentative agreement, a copy of which were obtained by the Washington Post on Monday afternoon, go to significant lengths to address Leontis's concerns about public safety around the arena, as well as his desire to grow the footprint of his company, Monumental Sports and Entertainment. But some of its provisions raise early concerns from lawmakers seeking to ensure the district gets sufficient return on its investment. But I was told a big deal was, and I don't follow D.C. politics as much as I probably should for the conversation that we're having. I guess they passed a big crime bill, you and I.
Yes.
Know that that happened. We work in D.C., obviously. But that was a game changer for Leontis, apparently. When that happened, he was willing to, like, have another discussion again. We talked about it. There was a story in the Post at one point that cited that they used to give him 27 cops for his games at Capital One Arena, and it was down to 3. And he had to hire the other 24 off-duty, basically. Like, this has been a big concern of his, and it sounds like something that they're willing to work with him on. And they know this is the best path forward to save the city's probably way over the top, but... help the city be rebooted with half of the people that used to be in D.C. no longer in the city because companies aren't based here anymore.
Yeah, everyone's
working from home.
It's a shortcut, right? I mean, it's not people. Yes, people aren't working in offices to the same degree, but there was a deterioration that happened with the Wizards and Capitals and everybody playing there, and it was allowed to happen. And it wasn't until 3 years in that people kind of went, hey, this actually is a problem, because we were told it wasn't a problem for a couple of years. And then it actually was acknowledged, and that turn, I think, where this crime bill was introduced and ratified and promoted, and all of a sudden, hey, this is something that actually is important to us, I think that went a long way in kind of winning Ted's heart over.
Wizards home tonight, 7 o'clock in Chinatown. They are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. That's the bad news. The good news is no Damian Lillard from Milwaukee tonight. The Capitals are also in action.
Big one.
Speaking of which, it is time for a power play. Caps have a chance to, according to MoneyPuck.com, increase their playoff odds to almost 80%, 79 and change, if they win tonight. They need a regulation win and 2 points against the Sabres, who are smack dab at 500, 35-35-5 on the season, 7 points back of Washington in the Eastern Conference standings. For the Capitals, this is game 74, so they have 8 games remaining. This is road game 37. They've got 5 more to play counting tonight. 4 more to play counting tonight on the road, where they are 16-16-4. Alex Ovechkin sitting, if you're curious, as the team leader right now with 26 goals on the season.
I'd love just 30-plus. Wouldn't that be fun if he did that? Here's the deal. You beat Buffalo, you were in the driver's seat, not only for the wild card spot, but in the division, right? Because you got a couple games in hand, really 3 going into tonight over Philadelphia. So you got a chance to make some hay, to put some of that in the barn, store it for winter, whatever analogy you want to use. A beatable Buffalo team, they're fast, which usually gives the Capitals problems. Listen, Caps are out, man. They're outgunned. They're missing a couple different guys. That hasn't stopped them here over the last few weeks, where they've played some of their best hockey of the season. Would be wondrous to get 2 points in regulation.
Shout out to our hardworking producers, Darius Dameron and Ryan Clary, for making this sucker go. For Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson, saying so long. Ah, Danny's out the door. Didn't even say goodbye. Just like that.
I'm already gone. I unplugged my computer, at least.
Thank you for listening to the show. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow, right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.